Making a difference in our community for more than 20 years, this is Gerald Dreistra.
We have a building supply business in Brighton. And like you said, we've been in this location for 20 years. Al's had the business going. He was the founder of the business. He started well over 35 years ago. He's been retired now for a number of years, but he was the one that started our company. It's evolved into pretty much a full-line hardware store, and we specialize in windows and siding and insulation and trim and things like that. Staying in Brighton is pretty important to us. I've been blessed with being able to live in Brighton my entire life. I was born in Trenton and born and raised here in Brighton. I got to enjoy sports in Brighton, play hockey in Brighton, been part of this community my whole life. And when you're given the best to start with, it's hard to move away from it. So I love this area.
Like many successful business owners in a community, what you do in that community extends far beyond retail and commerce. For instance, you are the director of the Hospital Foundation. Tell us about your role with Trenton Memorial Hospital and how did you get involved with the foundation?
Yeah, I'm one of many directors of the Trenton Memorial Hospital Foundation, and I feel honored to be working with a group like that. There are just some awesome people in the foundation. Our executive director, Wendy Warner, does a great job, you know, keeping everything moving and working towards keeping a great local hospital in our area, which everybody knows is very important. It's important for myself, for my family, our employees, and so I'm proud to be part of that group.
Can you talk a bit about your fundraising endeavors as part of the foundation?
Like I said, it's a large group that does that, and I'm just a small part of this group that helps raise the funds. There's a group that chairs a golf tournament every year. There's a group that works on the gala every year. We've had a number of home builds. We've been very fortunate with the businesses and the builders in the area to step forward. The hospital raises well in excess of, you know, millions of dollars since I've been on this board, and it's been great to see the community get involved. We have a great community that just strives to make our hospital better every year, and I know it's hard in the community to keep raising those dollars, but every year it seems to be a large contribution towards TMHF, and we are very thankful for that.
Offhand, can you recall what some of that fundraising has gone toward at the hospital? Terms of purchases?
Yeah, for sure. We've raised, you know, from the smallest of items in the ER, or, you know, from the smallest of items on the wards to things as big as a CAT scan machine. And if anybody's ever had to need one, and you'll know how important they are in a community. And we have a state-of-the-art CT scanner in Trent Memorial Hospital raised with funds through our community. So, you know, people here are truly, truly giving towards this hospital and towards other venues.
Like so many businesses, I suspect that you have in some way had to adapt to the COVID-19 environment and all of the protocols that individuals and communities are facing. How are you handling it personally and as a business owner?
Well, like every business owner, your first and foremost is the protection, the safety of your staff and your customers, your family. Nobody wants to go home being sick or bringing anything back to their families. So we are one of those businesses that have remained somewhat open, just on a different scale. We have curbside pickup. We've been 5 weeks now with no customers in our store. We do everything by phone or email. We'll deliver, but not into homes. We'll just outside deliveries. If we have to send two delivery people to a job site, we send two separate vehicles and they're not driving together. We don't share phones in our offices or in the front counter. Everybody does their own thing. Tons of hand sanitizer and cleaner and Lysol. So, yeah, it's been a major adaption for all of our staff, but I'm so very thankful for the staff I have and for the great work they've done to keep themselves and everyone else safe.
Listen to all of our community builders at brightontoday.ca.